I'm David Russell, reading Last Hope, the Hope Survivor Series, Book 1, by Gary Owens. He scanned the field. Only two of his men were left.
"Let's finish this," he growled.
They rose together and charged toward the cabin. No shots greeted them, no movement. Frank felt a grin tug at his mouth. They'd caught him off guard. 10 yards out, a rifle cracked. Frank heard the grunt before he saw the man behind him fall. He didn't slow. If anything, he pushed harder. As they reached the door, Frank grabbed the man in front of him and drove him forward. Their combined weight slammed into the frame, splintering the jamb and blowing the door inward. Inside, Luke spun toward the noise. His rifle was empty, magazine half-seated in his hand. He reached for his sidearm, but he already knew he was too late. Frank's rifle was rising. Sam burst out of the bedroom the instant he heard the door explode inward, but he was a heartbeat too late. Mary reacted first. She spun toward the noise, raised her Winchester, and fired. The first man through the doorway staggered backward into Frank, collapsing at his feet. Frank recovered quickly, a wild grin spreading across his face as he leveled his rifle at Luke. Luke's hand was still on his sidearm. Too slow, too far, too late. That's when the unexpected happened. Gunner and Remy, already keyed up from the chaos, launched themselves at Frank in a blur of fur and muscle. Remy hit him square in the chest, driving him backward and out through the shattered doorway. He fell hard, striking his head on the porch, and lay stunned, unable to move. Gunner already had his ankle, dragging him across the boards with a fierce, determined shake of his head. Blood spilled quickly from the place where those powerful jaws clamped down. Remy charged in next, her momentum carrying her straight to his throat. She locked on with her powerful jaws and pulled in the opposite direction, her body twisting as she swung her head back and forth. Frank screamed at first, raw, panicked, but that sound faded fast as the wolf held tight. The two wolves didn't stop. Their bodies moved with relentless, trained precision, refusing to release him until a voice cut through the chaos. "Gunner! Remy! Come!" Matt's shout snapped through the air like a command on a battlefield. Instantly, both wolves let go and sprinted to his side, skidding to a halt before sitting obediently at his feet, their chest heaving, their eyes still burning with adrenaline. The porch fell silent. The threat was over. Luke stepped out onto the porch and stopped, staring down at Frank as he lay there dying. Frank lifted an arm when he saw him, his lips moving as if trying to form words, but nothing came out. His throat could no longer give him a voice. Luke gave a small shake of his head, acknowledging whatever final thought Frank was trying to push into the world. Frank drew one last ragged breath and went still. Behind Luke, Matt called to the others, letting them know that the area was clear. Ellie helped T to the front of the cabin, and moments later, Eric, Missy, and Jill emerged as well. They gathered in a loose semicircle, their eyes dropping to Frank's body and the unmistakable aftermath of the wolves' intervention. Tilly arrived with her people not long after. She stepped forward, looked down at the man who had caused so much suffering, and said,
"Bastard deserved that and more for what he's done."